friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom is bursting with pride as 8-year-old cheerleader wins competition all on her own. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. One little girl refused to quit when she found herself in a trying situation, surprising many and making her mother very proud in the process. Life will intermittently throw obstacles and hurdles in her way. Troubling and trying times will visit us all at one time or another. Those instances will test our perseverance, determination, and faith. Situations may even lead people to ask tough questions which may not be answered on this side of heaven. Peyton Thorsby, an 8-year-old cheerleader, was recently confronted with a tough situation even at her young age. In early December, young Peyton arrived bright and early at the Showcase of Champions cheerleading competition in Tampa, Florida. However, instead of being greeted by her fellow cheerleading teammates at the competition, Peyton soon discovered she was the only one of her teammates in attendance. Nicole Thorsby, Peyton's mother, explained that Peyton was, in fact, the only one of her 5-member team who made it. The reasons behind her teammates' absences were sickness and arriving too late in order to sign in. Peyton had a difficult choice to make. She could refuse to go on, forfeiting her team from the competition, or she could perform by herself. At first, Nicole states that Peyton questioned whether she could do the routine alone. However, the young girl put those doubts aside and decided to press forward. That's when Peyton said, "No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be brave. I'm going out there for my team," Nicole said. However, right before the music started playing and Peyton went out in front of the crowd to perform her routine, she was a bit apprehensive. "I was so nervous at first. In my head and my body was very shaky," Peyton said. "I was thinking, do I really want to do this?" And once the music started, it all went away. The video of Peyton's 2.5-minute solo routine was posted to YouTube by her mother. The young woman, who dances, flips, and hops around during her terrific routine, got awesome involvement from the crowd. Peyton was rewarded for her tremendous effort. The young woman took home first place, beating out 2 other teams in her division. Peyton made her mother very proud. "My daughter, Peyton Thorsby, is an example of bravery, courage, independence, and positivity," Nicole wrote on YouTube. "This displays all those qualities when she was faced with a scary situation and chose to conquer, not quit. Way to go, Peyton." Philippians 3:13-14. "Brothers, it is clear to me that I have not come to that knowledge. But one thing I do, letting go those things which are past and stretching out to the things which are before, I go forward to the mark, even the reward of the high purpose of God in Christ Jesus."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Man with no legs and one arm vows, "I can and I will," and inspires us all with his story. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. A young man named Timur Mason, born with no legs and one arm, vows, "I can and I will," and inspires us all with his story of overcoming adversity. Timur Mason knows the stark difference between surviving and overcoming. He was born in Russia with no legs and only one arm. The reason why he has physical challenges is that he was exposed to radiation in the womb. When he was born, his mother took him to an orphanage. She left him with a letter stating she didn't want to raise a monster. "They say my disabilities are from radiation exposure from Chernobyl," he added. "I have a letter where she says she didn't want to raise a monster. I don't have any anger or resentment towards that letter or her, honestly. Without her giving me up, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have the amazing mom I do and the amazing family I have." Yet, his adoptive mom taught him unconditional love. She also taught him we can overcome adversity because we can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. Timur's motto for life is, "I can and I will." Now, Timur is inspiring millions thanks to sharing his life on social media. He shows others he can indeed get a good workout in the gym, go for walks, and play with his dog. Timur recently shared a new dream. One day he wants to become a motivational speaker. Between you and me, he needs to meet Nick Mucilicic, a motivational speaker who was born without arms or legs. Both Timur and Nick remind us that we can live our lives to the fullest and do all things for the glory of God. We merely need to set our sights on the Lord instead of what we don't have. In the words of Timur, "I can and I will. Amen. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4, 12 through 13.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.